Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us. First of all, we'd like to once again thank artist Heather Stoltz for being on with us to talk to us not only about the amazing work she's doing with Sewing Stories, but also to bring attention to social issues. Our next guests are individuals that are bringing attention to issues that are also important to us, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. We have joining us Wendy and Vicky of Bodynomics. They're here to talk to us not only about what Bodynomics is, but how it can begin to help you today to bring about the kind of change in your life that you want. Wendy, Vicky, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Well, glad to have you guys on. You know, Bodynomics, and the website is great. We're going to be giving that out a couple of times during this segment. But I think just the idea of it, because one thing that people will find when they go to your website, Wendy, is that you really are targeting three areas: the way that we eat, the way that we think, and the way that we spend. And I love the way you guys talk about us taking control and being the CEO of our lives. Talk to us, Wendy, about how the idea for Bodynomics came about.
Well, we started out that we just, being in the health profession, we noticed that a lot of people just didn't know how their body worked and how the foods they were putting in their body were affecting their health. And then Vicky is fabulous with her money and control of waste, so I have learned so much by being her partner that she really brought it all together with the body, the eating, and the money, and connected the dots.
Yeah. Vicky, I'll bring you into this, because one of the things, and we do health segments on this show over the past, especially the past 5 years, we talk so much about, you know, how we can begin to change our lives from the inside out. Of course, it begins with what we put into our bodies. One of the biggest things that we hear, and you guys address this actually on your website, is that eating healthier is more expensive. So talk to us about that aspect of it, how you're able to help people by combining those three areas to really make it cost-effective for them, as well as eating healthier as well.
We'll start with mindful shopping, and then we'll go to mindful eating. When I go into the supermarket, I tell people I go on the outside aisles, where the produce and the dairy items are. And those are staples. You have to think, not you, Cyrus, but people in general, well, we all do,
have to
be mindful of what they are purchasing and mindful of what they are spending. And one of the things that we also do in that mindfulness is, and this is not to be disrespectful of the food industry, these are choices, and something else we talk about, we do not buy prepared foods. We do buy processed food because anything in the market is processed. Processed simply means it's been handled.
Right.
And unless you're going out and picking it out of the garden yourself, your food is processed. We stick to the minimally processed food. That basically, rule of thumb for us is less than 5 ingredients.
Hmm.
Anything you need a magnifying glass for, we don't buy. And we also stay away from things specifically in produce, buy one, get one free, because I always tell people, if you buy 2 containers of strawberries and throw one out, something was not free.
Yeah.
I stick my free one in the freezer.
You know, you guys bring up a really good point, and Vicky, and I'm glad you said that, because I've had other people who have come on and have talked about, you know, you really just, I mean, you can't think about it as spending more. It's about spending more wisely. if anything else. And you know, Wendy, going back to you, when it comes to these three aspects that you guys cover in Bodynomics, I think it's so important, going back to that aspect, and when I heard the CEO of your life, I think that resonates with so many people, especially professional people who are working, who may feel like, you know what, I don't have time to cook a meal. But if they start thinking about the time and effort they put into running a successful business, making sure that they're running their bodies just that efficiently, has that been one of the ways, Wendy, that you've been helping people to look at their lives differently?
Absolutely. And in my own quest of trying to find balance while I am trying to run successful businesses, I just had a super revelation this weekend because my internet went down. And at first I freaked out because I had so much work to do that I needed to get done over the weekend. And instead, I got to play with my dogs, play with my man, play with my horse. I got to read. I got to write. And when Monday came, I was super refreshed. And when I got on the computer, I didn't dilly-dally. I got what I needed to be done because the library only lets you on there for a half hour. And I felt so much more balanced just by focusing on the things that are important and valuable in my life.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's really what it boils down to, finding out what's more important. For those that are just tuning in either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Wendy Schweifler and also Vicki Goldberg. They're the creators of Bodynomics. You can go to Bodynomics.com for more information. For those joining us online, it's BodeNomics.com. And we just were hearing from Wendy Schweifler there. And Wendy, on the website, Bodynomics.com, you talk about, and I made a note of this because I think it's so important as we're looking at the way we see ourselves and see where we want to be. You say, and I think in partially joking, you say, quote, "I've been both fat and broke. Now I'm healthy in my body and on my way to financial freedom." And you credit a lot, Vicki, as far as being a role model for you. Vicki, for you to have individuals tell you, as you've had these testimonials, we can see some online, to tell you that you have literally changed their lives, what has that been like for you to process that?
Really tough, but it has also forced me to look at myself, and it's an affirmation, yes, this is where I am. Because I had somebody say to me today, "Gee, you look great." Well, there's a reason for that, and it's simple, but it's not easy. I actually practice what I write about. I
yeah.
practice what I speak. And it is a discipline. I will tell you that it requires discipline. And while I do have a talent for making things look easy, it's a matter of patterning and behavior. I tell people, you can be your own trainer. You can train yourself to do stuff. We give the example of walk for 5 minutes. The next day, walk for 10 minutes. The next day, walk for 15 minutes. By the fourth day, if you don't put your sneakers on, you'll be thinking, I need to go for a walk. This is simple, and it's free. But the only person who can do it is you.
Right.
And I'm going to get back to your question. It has been really overwhelming for me to get that kind of affirmation. But I'm learning to accept it and to learn from it. Because I've also actually learned how to listen to people when they speak to me.
Yeah.
And the speaking has taught me volumes, the listening.
Wendy, was it just a normal transition for this to come from just being information that you had learned and applied to now making it available as a book? Was that just the easy progression there?
Easy?
Sure.
Yeah, it's been really easy over the last 10 years. Well, actually changing my patterns and learning as I go, it is just a little bit at a time as I'm changing my life to be a Bidenomics role model. And I think being in the trenches is really good for other people in the trenches to know that it's not an overnight change. Like I said, I've been working on myself for over 10 years, and when I said to Vicky, hey, let's write a book, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. And we have learned and grown so much, and we are just excited to be able to share our adventures with other people, and so they don't have to make the same mistakes we did. And hopefully we can make their lives easier.
Vicki, was it one of those things when Wendy said, you know, let's write this book, that it seemed like a great idea at the time, and then it just kind of mushroomed from there?
Yes, it did. We talked about an experience that Wendy had. One of her clients, one of her massage clients, had said to her one day, you look great, what are you doing? And Wendy made a remark about, oh, I'm just on a regular diet. And that was really the day one of how we started writing. And we looked at our peers, we looked at people we knew, people were overweight, miserable. That was the keynote, the misery. And we said, you know, we have this combined number of years of experience in healthcare, and we're not seeing anybody healthy.
Yeah.
And this concept developed, and we said, you know, we need a little logo here. And I was out in the garden one day, and I always keep a pad and pencil with me, and I drew Mr. Bidenomics right there, and I faxed it to Wendy, and I have the original drawing. And that's how we work. We go back and forth. I write, Wendy writes, we email each other because we're geographically apart.
Right.
But it's been seamless in terms of the interaction. But I don't care, and I will tell this to anybody, how many books you read about writing a book, you can't know until you go there, because every situation is different.
Right. Right, exactly. I totally agree. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to the two individuals who are responsible for bringing the world Bidenomics in a big way. I'm talking to Vicki Goldberg, who you just heard there, and Wendy Schweifler as well. Now, Bidenomics, again, if you go to the website, Bidenomics.com, you'll find out that you really are targeting three areas. And the great thing about this is that they present this as the way it is, that you are the CEO of your body. So it targets your body, your eating, and your money. And Vicki and Wendy have both been sharing how really all three of these aspects are going hand in hand to be able to live the life that you want to live, just as if you were going to be running a business the way that you would want it to be a run, and that's to get the most out of it. Wendy, as you are propelling forward with this project, because not only do you guys have the website, you have a great way of being able to bring these, you know, this information to life through avenues like social media and then, of course, the book. What do you hope people take away from this as far as to what is possible for them? Because there are many people who have felt like, you know what, I've tried this before. I've tried to live healthy. I've tried to eat right. It's just not working. Why should they not give up before at least trying Bidenomics?
Well, I think that I have tried many times before as well, and I would have to say it is the commitment when you finally decide that you are going to do it, and either that or something major happens in your life that says, oh, I got to take care of myself now. And hopefully we can get to you before a major health issue arises or a major financial issue arises. But I found with me it was the commitment to say, yes, I'm going to do this, and then also having a great support team that is around me all the time. And I think even for me, I need to tell people what I'm doing because right. then they're always checking up with me. So when we were writing the book, everybody's like, so how are you doing on that book? And you're like, oh, I better get back to the book. And so when we finally got to say, we're getting published and we're having an event, and then, wow, it was quite an accomplishment, and we had tons of support. So I really think that the commitment and having a great support team is crucial.
Yeah. Now, Vicki, speaking of events, I know when I was on the website earlier this week, I saw that you guys are actually having something coming up next month in April. For online listeners that are joining us from all over the place, talk to us about what's going on as far as the CEO training and exactly who you would encourage for the event.
Okay, Cyrus, I'm going to just preface this with the name of the event is Garden Fest.
Okay.
And then because it is Wendy's home turf, and she's been doing the absolute bulk of the coordination, I'd like to turn it over to her, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Go ahead,
okay.
Wendy.
All right. Well, I was, over Christmas time, I was listening to these Your Wishes, Your Command CDs, and I just started brainstorming these events, and I thought, wow, Garden Fest, wouldn't that be great to have an expo where kids could learn hands-on from area businesses how to garden, where food comes from. I have clients, they had mentioned to me that they don't even know if their son knows what a vegetable looks like because they're on the run fast food all the time. So I thought it would be a great community event to, like I said, have all the area businesses, the nurseries, the restaurants, the family farms come together and teach the kids about how food grows and how important fresh fruits and vegetables are for their health. And I think you were also talking about the CEO training. We
right.
are developing our CEO training program right now with Tony Rubleski from Mind Capture Group. And we are creating a fabulous system for CEOs of every level to help them take care of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think if the name sounds familiar for the, especially the online listeners, as I was telling you to go on the website, he actually has a blurb that's on the site, so you'll see Tony's blurb on bodynomics.com. We're speaking to Wendy Schweifler as well as Vicki Goldberg of Bodynomics. They're talking to us about how we can become the best CEO of our lives in our eating, our thinking, and also in our spending. Wendy, Vicki, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to give that website out again and also get our final words about why our listeners should be willing and ready to start today and starting to live the lives that they were meant to live, okay? Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character-building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market your book through our unique book award program. We honor children's, young adult, fiction, and nonfiction books, from romance and paranormal to business and memoir, that deliver a character-building message. Get the attention and acclaim your work deserves by winning radio time, seals for your book cover, press releases, web presence, and more. Character Building Counts at CBC Awards. Sign up now at www.cbcawards.com. cbcawards.com. CBC, where character building counts.
We want to thank our friends at GEICO as well as at CBC Book Awards for bringing us this part of our program. We're back with Wendy Schweifler and also Vicki Goldberg. They're the creators of Bodynomics and have been sharing with us this afternoon about how you can become the most effective CEO of your own life. Vicki, if you had to make your final pitch for our listeners as to why this is something they should start really considering for themselves, what would you say to them?
I would say that at Bodynomics, we are a mindset. We demonstrate and practice what we believe, and we want people to join us if they feel that they can make the commitment to themselves to become successful CEOs of their own lives, and nobody else can do that, only them.
Yeah, no one is going to do it. They have to make the decision. Wendy, what about you? Anything you'd like to add?
I would like to finish with a quote from the Dalai Lama. When asked what surprised him most about humanity, he answered, excuse me, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then he sacrifices his money to recuperate his health, and then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then he dies, never really lived.
Yeah. And I think it really goes to the heart, and I'm glad you shared that, Wendy, because so many times we invest so much time and energy in everything else except for ourselves. And that's why, as I said before, I really like the idea of recognizing who we are, the CEO of our lives, and knowing that we should be able to manage ourselves better, in the best of our ability. And we can do that by the three areas that you guys mentioned. Again, it's eating, thinking, and the way, of course, we spend our money. Again, we've been speaking to Wendy and Vicki of Bodynomics. You can go to www.bodynomics.com. That's BODENOMICS.com. There's some great information on the website about Vicki and Wendy, as well as the work that they're doing. Make sure you check out the YouTube video there as well. Ladies, thank you so much for being on with us this afternoon. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. That was fun.
It was.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. And we want to thank our listeners that are joining us both on the radio as far as online as well. Now, remember, if you missed any part of my conversation with Wendy and Vicki, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 7 minutes after we go off the air. You can do it by going to our radio website, or if you're friends with me on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter, the link's already live there. So just click on the link. You'll be able to listen to the interview and download it completely for free. It's time to turn it over to the radio side of our program. Here's Vassy with Could This Be Love? We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Why is it when I see your name, it's got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Why am I up till 2 a.m.? Now it's 3:15, boy, you did it again, and I can't seem to get your cheeky smile out of my mind. I feel like a fool when I lose my cool. I'm just trying to impress you, boy, you got me sprung, and I don't know what to do. Could this be love? Could this be love? see your name, it's got me all busted up. Butterflies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.